When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get to Johnny in Milk Park. I think you're a Tigers fan, aren't you, John?
Certainly am, gentlemen. Good morning and happy Anzac Day.
Yeah, you too, mate.
Look, I know that they get belted, but I've got to tell you, it's not a result-driven complaint. But when are these umpires going to become consistent in the way they interpret decisions? What I saw last night, being at the game, I'm seeing fans leave the game now. And I don't blame them because it's ridiculous what's going on. You cannot umpire the game the way they are. And I'm going to lay blame on the AFL here, okay? And please hear me out. The constant rule changes that occur annually in this game and idiots, and I'm going to call them idiots, that ask the rules committee to revisit the rules of our game, all is what that does at the start of the year is causes confusion amongst all umpires because there is no consistency in the way they umpire. They don't have time to understand a rule, interpret a rule as a group, and then make sure that that interpretation is then placed on the football field. What was there last night? And it was, at some stage, it really looked like it favoured one way. And it's just, it's terrible to watch. It really is. And it's heartbreaking to see young kids that put their bodies on the line only to be penalised for something that they've done nothing wrong about or that the opposition's getting it and they're not. And it's really bad. But on positive notes, yes, Richmond's going through a very, very difficult time, but I see some silver lining in this. Now, you talk about Melbourne's forward line not functioning. I talk about Richmond's defence. I thought their defence against the Keys were very good. That's what I look at. Dan Ruan, who's meant to be this fantastic young player, was beaten by a young player entirely young.
Yep.
Comfortable. And I look at that, Tom Brown. I think we're looking at a player here that is as good a kick that we've seen at Richmond for a very, very long time. And I think we saw last night Hugo Ralph-Smith finally being played where he's got to play. He played a terrific game. And they're going to get beaten week in, week out by 6-7 goals. And JJ put it right. They will die after half-time and they will die after three-quarter time because they've got no experience in there. But there's a lot of promising things there, contrary to what people think. Yes, they've got to go to the draft table. And I think at the end of the year, we do have to lose some very, very promising players at Richmond that have been there for a while to gather maybe two or three picks in the first round, maybe, with Liam Baker going, which I want to see go. But this is where we have to go.
Thanks for your call, Johnny. I agree. There is some positives there. I thought McKelty Lefau was good again last night. Oh, that's a good opportunity because there's some young players there at Richmond that have been on the list for a while that are playing regularly now. That you know, Thompson Dow, these sort of players. You know, Hugo Ralph-Smith might get a decent run. They need to learn if they're up to the level or not because we don't really
Richmond
know yet.
Richmond need to find out, and that's what the next 40 games are probably about. You know, is Thompson Dow going to be a part of their next push up the ladder? You know, is Ralph Smith going to be there? Are those young key defenders going to be able to stand up and stack up long term?